Module 2, Education, Section A.
一，听录音，选出你所听到的句子中包含的单词或短语。每个句子读两遍。
1. He's a really busy man. He never has free time to do anything else.
2. Tom rushed out and carried the boy to safety.
Three. Who is absent today? Do you know?
Four. What does this kind of sign stand for?
Five. He is always watching TV at home instead of playing sports at the weekend.
Two.听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，其中有一项是多余的。每个句子读两遍。
1. There is a large library next to the laboratory in our school.
Two. We have a sports ground where we play football, tennis, and do athletics after school.
Three. More and more people in different parts of the world are educating their children at home.
4. Look, we are taking an English exam in the classroom.
Five.We have a music lesson on Friday morning. I think we all sing well.
Three. 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
1. I hear you've been to the National Library. What's it like?
It's very big and it has a large number of books. 2. How many students are there in your class, Tom?
Oh, Lucy, there are 52. Just one more student than in your class.
3.
Did you have an English exam last week?
No, we didn't, but we'll have a biology exam tomorrow.
Did you have an English exam last week?
No, we didn't, but we'll have a biology exam tomorrow. Four. What's your timetable in your school?
Oh, the first lesson begins at 8:30 a.m. Then we have lunch at 11:30 a.m. And the last lesson is over at 4 p.m. What about you?
The same as yours. What's your timetable in your school?
Oh, the first lesson begins at 8:30 a.m. Then we have lunch at 11:30 a.m. And the last lesson is over at 4 p.m. What about you?
The same as yours.
Five. Some children are educated at home. How do they study?
They often ask their teachers for help by sending emails.
Some children are educated at home. How do they study?
They often ask their teachers for help by sending emails.
Most people go to school for education. They learn languages, history, geography, physics, maths, and so on. Others go to school to learn a skill so that they can make a living. School education is very important and useful. Yet, no one can learn everything from school. A teacher can't teach his students everything. The teacher's job is to show his students how to learn. The teacher teaches them how to read and how to think. So the students themselves should learn much more outside school. 6. Most people go to school for education. They learn languages, history, geography, physics, maths, and so on. Others go to school to learn a skill so that they can make a living. School education is very important and useful. Yet, no one can learn everything from school. A teacher can't teach his students everything. The teacher's job is to show his students how to learn. The teacher teaches them how to read and how to think. So the students themselves should learn much more outside school. 6.
一，听录音，选择最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
1.How are you getting on with your classmates? How are you getting on with your classmates?
2. Oh, you speak English very well. Oh, you speak English very well.
3.Are there any students in the classroom? Are there any students in the classroom?
4. I missed the football match last night. I missed the football match last night.
5. What's your school like?What's your school like?
二，听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。
1. When did you get up this morning?
I got up at 7 o'clock, and my class began 1 hour later. 2. Can I have a swim after the basketball match, Mum?
Certainly.
3. Lucy, what's your favorite sport?
Football. I like playing football best. 4. Your English is pretty good, Tom. How do you usually study it?
There are many ways of learning. I study it by listening to the radio. It really helps.
5. Shall we have a picnic on Sunday?
Sounds good, but I can't go with you.
Why? Are you having your piano lessons?
No, this time I'll have a violin lesson.
3. 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
1. Hi, Tom. How are you getting along with your study?
Very well. I'm doing best in Chinese.
2.
It's 7 now. What time do you go to school?
8 o'clock. 3. Tim, could you please turn off the TV? Don't you remember there will be a math test on Friday morning?
Okay, Mum. I'll study for it now.
4. Peter, how long do you usually spend on your English homework?
About half an hour. 5. How many students are there in your class?
There are 30 boys and 20 girls. There are 30 boys and 20 girls.
Four. Listen to the tape. Choose the correct answer. Short read.
Bruce and Jenny both wanted to be the class monitor. This was a big job as the monitor had to help organize special activities for the class, such as holiday parties, picnics, and field trips. Bruce really wanted to be chosen as the monitor, so he made a speech telling the class what he would do if he succeeded. For example, Bruce wanted to collect old books among the students and gave them to poor children. He also wanted to recycle the used bottles to make money for a trip to the beach. Bruce had been working hard for his dream. Jenny hadn't done much for her aim. She thought she had a lot of friends who would choose her. Instead of a speech, she held a big party at her home. Several days later, the result came out. Bruce won. Bruce and Jenny both wanted to be the class monitor. This was a big job as the monitor had to help organize special activities for the class, such as holiday parties, picnics, and field trips. Bruce really wanted to be chosen as the monitor, so he made a speech telling the class what he would do if he succeeded. For example, Bruce wanted to collect old books among the students and gave them to poor children. He also wanted to recycle the used bottles to make money for a trip to the beach. Bruce had been working hard for his dream. Jenny hadn't done much for her aim. She thought she had a lot of friends who would choose her. Instead of a speech, she held a big party at her home. Several days later, the result came out. Bruce won.